Hello, and welcome to Hot Mess Help Desk mini episode. Today, we're going to be doing a progressive muscle relaxation script. And this is a script that I use in the therapy room pretty frequently. And the reason that I use this is because there's a lot of utility to it. Something to keep in mind, it is evidence-based, and I pair it with deep breathing. So what I'm going to do is walk you through what deep breathing is, the correct way to do it, and then I'll just run through the script just like I would in the therapy office. And if you're a client that's here because you're using this outside of the therapy room, welcome, welcome. So happy to have you. And what you don't see, unless you're watching this on video, is Maya is here with me, and she's going to be my pretend client today as I run through this progressive muscle relaxation script. And at the end, I'm going to ask her how she's feeling. But let's do a quick check-in. Maya, hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be the test subject.
I'm so happy you're here. Okay, so let's just go ahead and dive in. So when I say deep breathing, what I mean is in through your nose, right? Holding it for as long as it feels comfortable for you. And then you're going to slowly exhale through your mouth as if you are whistling or sucking on a straw, right? And you're going to just do that over and over and over again. And throughout this script, I will check in and I will say, remember to keep deep breathing throughout this. Deep breathing should not come from your chest. If you are a musician or you sing, you will know that it comes from your diaphragm. So when you do take a deep breath, you should be feeling it in your stomach. So go ahead and practice that while I give you a little bit of psychoeducation on what progressive muscle relaxation is. Progressive muscle relaxation is an exercise that reduces stress and anxiety in your body by having you slowly tense and then relax each muscle. This exercise can provide an immediate feeling of relaxation, but it's best to practice it frequently. And what I mean when I say that is practice this when you're not stressed out. Really think about conditioning yourself, pairing it with, yes, deep breathing, but then a very relaxing activity so that when you do need this, when you are stressed out, your body goes, ah, yes, I remember this. I am sitting on my couch right now in my mind, right? And I am taking some deep breaths and doing progressive muscle relaxation while Dancing with the Stars is on the TV, right? So really thinking about the psychology behind this in that you are pairing this exercise with something that is relaxing for you so that when you do this, when you are stressed out, your body goes, okay, hold on a second. I remember this. Okay, so with this exercise, you will become more aware of when you are experiencing tension and you will have the skills to help you relax. During the exercise, each muscle group should be tensed, but not to the point of straining. So if you have any injuries or pain, you can just skip that affected area and really pay attention to that feeling of relaxation as you are releasing the tension in each muscle. Let's begin. So go ahead and sit back or lie down. Get yourself in a comfortable position. You can close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing so. And begin by taking a deep breath. Notice the feeling of air filling your lungs. Hold this breath before slowly releasing, letting the tension leave your body. Take in another breath, holding before slowly releasing. Even slower now, filling your lungs, holding the air before slowly releasing. Imagine the feeling of tension leaving your body. Now move your attention to your feet. Begin to tense your feet by curling your toes and the arch of your foot. Hold on to this tension and notice what it feels like for 5, 4, 3, two, and one. Release the tension from your feet and notice the feeling of relaxation. Next, begin to focus on your lower legs. Tense the muscles in your calves, hold them tightly, and pay attention to the feeling of tension for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Release that tension from your lower legs. Again, notice the feeling of relaxation and remember to continue taking deep breaths. Next, tense the muscles of your upper legs. You can do this by tightly squeezing your thighs together. Make sure you feel tenseness without going to the point of straining. And hold on to this tension for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Remember to keep breathing in through your nose, holding for as long as it feels comfortable for you, before slowly releasing. Begin to tense your stomach. You can do this by sucking your stomach in, squeeze, and hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Allow your body to go limp. Let yourself notice the feeling of relaxation. Breathing in slowly, filling your lungs, and holding before slowly releasing. Next, tense the muscles in your back by bringing your shoulders together behind you. Hold them tightly. Tense them as hard as you can for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Release that tension from your back. Feel the tension slowly leaving your body and notice how different your body feels when you allow yourself to relax. Next, tense your arms all the way from your hands to your shoulders. You can make a fist and squeeze all the way up that arm. Hold, hold, hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Release that tension. Now move to your neck and your head. You can tense your face by distorting the muscles around your eyes and your mouth. Hold onto this tension for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Finally, let's tense your entire body. Start with your feet, your lower legs, your thighs, stomach, arms, and then your face. And tense, hold on to that tension for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Allow your body to go limp and pay attention to that feeling of relaxation and how different it is than the feeling of the tension. As you begin to wake your body up, continue to take some deep breaths in through your nose and then slowly out. Okay, Maya, how you feeling?
Feeling very relaxed. I really needed that today.
You got so into it. It was just so wonderful.
Yeah, I go all in.
Yeah, no, I really, you're a good test subject.
Oh my gosh, I got an A+ in therapy.
You did. Gold star.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah, let us know if you liked it on the Instagram at hotmess.helpdesk.
Don't forget to like and subscribe and leave a review if you feel so inclined.
This podcast was produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville that utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and storytelling. Student media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. If you would like to donate, go to fireside.evansville.edu/donate to contribute to a program.